Blog Talk Radio.
Left alone, but never forgotten, misunderstood. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and shaping me. He's building me and making me. A king is being formed right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out. If you don't see what he sees, you can't tell what you're throwing. He's resting on me. I'm his choice. After his time, the unveiling is done now. So don't count me out. No, left alone. Oh, but never forgotten. But my future is just starting. God is molding me and making me. He's building me and shaping me. A king is being born right in front of your eyes. So don't count me out when you don't see what he sees. Can't tell but his glory is resting on me. I'm his choice. I'm after his heart. The unveiling is done now. So don't count me out. I am no longer the same. just to decree, see it's my destiny. There's a king in me, the lion to defeat. Vision to decree, it's my destiny, so count me out.
Yes, yes, y'all know what time it is. It's the Men of Faith and Action Radio Show with your host, Justified and Cocaine. It's another beautiful Sunday afternoon here in California, and it's always a good place to come and fellowship every Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. on Die For Radio with Mafia Radio. What's going on with your big brother, Cocaine? How you feeling today?
Oh, man, I'm feeling great, man. Any day you get up, you already know the rest. It's a great day to give God the glory. And, you know, it's, you know, 7 days a week is hectic. But, you know, every single day when we out, you know, we praise God, whether we doing these videos, whether we talking in the community. You know, wherever God sends us, you know, we want to keep God on our mind and on our hearts. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, that's all you can ask for, man. It's just, you know, it's a privilege to be living. And, you know, everybody out there that's listening, you know, may God bless you and call in and give your testimony. It's going to be a nice, exciting, powerful show today. You know, it's going to be something else. We're celebrating Maya Angelou and, you know, and also here to give condolences for my boy Cali Swag and make sure our brother, you know, Tracy Morgan have a speedy recovery and all our brothers and sisters out there that are hurting and that are going through something. And we also want to give the testimony of the victory. Because it's not about a bunch of gloom and things that we go through. It's about things that we can overcome. So, you know, I'm privileged to be with my brother, with all you guys out there. Also, big ups to Papa Kitchen out here. You know, they stay riding with us. Big to the boy. You know, and everybody else, Uncle KJ and Auntie, you know, and Pretty Reese and everybody else that's about to call in. It's gonna be on fire today. So, with no further ado, man, we can get that crack. I like it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Like you said, we'll be, you know, paying a tribute to Maya Angelou, rest in peace, by, you know, playing some audio clips of her powerful poetry and, you know, tying it in, you know, to some music because that Still I Rise poem, you know, inspired a lot of, you know, musical things where cats took that concept. And who I'm speaking about is Tupac. You know, he had his Still I Rise, so we're going to get into a little bit of that today. And we also have a very, very special guest that's going to be joining us here in a few minutes. He is in the building. I see him on the call queue, and we'll be coming to him in a little bit. My Uncle Freddie, you know what I'm saying, my boy Andre's father, who put in so much work in the streets of L.A., doing his best, you know, to stop gang violence and to really, you know, reach out and impact the youth. And today having him on here has meaning because here we find ourselves in 2014 standing in really the same position that we were back when he was fighting to change things. And they did change things, but the ball got dropped somewhere. So who better to go to than the ones that led the way to come and encourage and inspire us to pick up and not let their work be in vain. You know what I mean? And this is my way of showing him how much I appreciated him, you know, being a father, you know, to my best friend and, you know, allowing me to come over and spend the night and drop them jewels on us as youngsters. So when we bring my Unc Fred Williams on the line, it's gonna get heavy. You know what I'm saying? He puts it down. He's a true leader, and his ways have rubbed off not only on myself but his son Andre. His seeds that he planted in us as youngsters are finally flourishing and coming to grow. And, you know, I owe a lot of who I am to that man right there. You know, even though it's been many, many moons since we've seen each other face to face, when people plant seeds like the seeds that he planted, you know what I mean? You don't forget that, and you value it. So I know you're on the line listening. We love you, Freddie, and we're going to bring you on here in just a minute. So, yeah, Coke, I want to go ahead and start off a little bit of this tribute to Maya Angelou. And I believe one of her greatest pieces that I hear about the most is this phenomenal woman. So in memory of Maya Angelou, we're going to go ahead and play a little piece of her work. Y'all check it out. Enjoy.
Many people wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute or built to suit a fashion model size. When I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's in the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step, the curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. I walk into a room just as cool as you please, and to a man the fellows stand or fall down on their knees. Then they swarm around me, a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash of my teeth, the swing in my waist, the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they say they still can't see. I say, it's in the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say, it's in the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palms of my hands, the need for my care, because I'm a woman, phenomenally.
Amen, amen. We need more phenomenal women out there, and I know you have a phenomenal woman at your side, Cocaine, so big salute to Mrs. Long, you know what I'm saying, for being a phenomenal woman to you.
Oh, man, I appreciate that, man. Without her, I couldn't even tie my shoes on straight. That's where I found God, really, and my wife and my children, so I received that, brother. You know, it's about that, man. It's, you know, no instructions and no rules was attached to relationship, parenting. You go along the way, but then you know God is so good because in the midst of your storms and battle, that's what make you come out on top. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate that. You know, at the end of the day, give God all the glory, fam. Because without him, man, I mean, I've been dead a long time ago. I used to be a damn fool. But God, you know, had grace and said, you know, I'm going to take everything you got and purposely, you know, place something in your life that Satan, people, nothing can take away. So, you know, I just give God all that glory. You feel me?
Amen to that. Well, what I'm going to do right now is go into this this new Justified music that's coming out on Buddy Boy's new compilation. And this is something new, and it's called I'm Blessed. As soon as we come out of this song, Blessed, we'll be coming on the line with my big homie, Fred Williams, and we're going to get real deep into this topic. Let's roll.
Alright.
Feeling real blessed.
Alright.
Let the pen and the pad do the talking for me. Let my praise let the world know who's walking with me. Move by faith, not by sight. Stay calm in the storm, cause it's gonna be alright. I know he won't bring me to it if he won't bring me through it. I just thank him in advance like I already knew it. He already done so much, I'll never give up. And I never confuse me being blessed with good luck. Gotta call it what it is and give him his props. Never take for granted all the things that I got. I might be late on my rent, but I got me a spot. And at least I'm not homeless and pushing a cart. And even though my whip ain't brand new off the lot, I thank God that I'm dipping and I ain't gotta walk. It's always somebody worse and working with less. When I wake up in the morning, I know I've been blessed. Woke up this morning feeling like a blessed man. Peace that passes understanding, so I don't stress, man. I thank God for the grace that he gave me. And if it weren't for him, I'd be going crazy. Too much of a hustler to be lazy. Never ceases to amaze me when I think how daddy raised me. And he planted that seed. He told me always trust God for whatever I need. Read scriptures to me and taught me to pray. He knew if I happened to stray, I'd come back one day. He was promised that. and he kept that faith. Still didn't give up hope when I caught that case. So it didn't seem strange when I came home changed, and I never went back, and I went harder on these raps. And now I'm at the top of the game, one of the best, and favor ain't fair, I know I've been blessed. I told myself I'ma let the song cry, bring a message to the world, let us ask ourselves why. It is like it is, kids having kids, too many Brendas having babies, it's so crazy in this biz. Lord, tell me why you sent me, how could I be a blessing, wanna know the world's listening, and they judging my profession. My confession keeps the question coming, I ain't trying to be a saint, I'm just trying to put some paint where it ain't. Never believe when they say that you can't, gotta keep the faith and believe, and don't give in to the hate. It's never too late, in fact, you can start today. Start to pray, let the old you wither away. What can I say? I'm just a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. What can I say? I'm a man like you. I go through the same thing, but one thing remains true. I know I've been blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed. Already know that I'm blessed. When I wake up in the morning, I refuse to be stressed. Already know that I'm blessed. They say favor ain't fair, but I know that I'm blessed.
Yes, yes, that was that Justified when I'm blessed. Like promised, we do have our special guest in the building, Mr. Fred Williams. How you doing, Uncle Freddie?
I am doing excellent, awesome, Scott. How you be? It's so good to hear your voice again.
Man, you know, just trying to maintain the blessing and stay moving forward, you know what I mean? And it's really, really an honor, you know, to have you, you know, grace this show and come in, you know, with the knowledge and information that you have. And like I said prior to going into the music, that, you know, being around you really impacted us. And like I said, we may have, you know, went astray and did our own thing, but those seeds that, you know, you planted along with my parents, you know, it really guaranteed my success, that we had, you know, prayer going out on our behalf as we was going through our teenage years and really finding ourselves, that we had good role models to look up to. And I salute you.
Well, you know, I am truly honored, though, Scott. I mean, you always did have this special aura over you as a little boy. We love you. You are family, man. I mean, there's no doubt about that. I would be remiss not to give honor and glory to Almighty Great God who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all of them there is, through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for me still being here. I'm so grateful to you and Cocaine. Now, this young man, Cocaine, I remember him in the day. He may not remember me, but I am impressed by the spirit the Lord put on him. Stay strong, bro. Honor your family as you do.
Yes, sir.
Clearly, you and Scott are reaching over into a new realm of the continuation of this struggle of empowerment for all people.
Yes, sir.
And I really appreciate y'all.
Oh, man, all glory goes to God. I appreciate that. You know, life is a roller coaster ride, but one thing through the fellowship is that it's beautiful. We can interject love again, because that's all the enemy, Shaitan, Satan wanted to come in and distort.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But see, God's grace, that's the meaning of grace, because, brother, I got 8 kids, a wife, I got my woman still, I got my health. And I done went through so many extremes, and on purpose I did it, because when you're barking in that pain, you know, pain likes to do more pain, likes to do no pain.
Absolutely.
And it got to the point to where I had to surrender, and that's finding it really through my wife, understanding how Christ's move is with a virtuous wife, because it was a marriage.
Yeah.
He the first blessing at a marriage.
Of course. You know, that's being you.
You know?
You are the leader in that. You are in your right.
Yes, sir.
You're honoring God because you're in your right space. This man who honors his wife and his family, we all know, in fact, remember this, all those who have an ear,
Satan is the biggest fool of all time. He was on the left hand of God and then thought himself to be more than God. So the fact that you recognize that and that you are living for Christ, not for the evil one, he's a loser anyway. He's the biggest fool of all time. So, yes, sir. Hats off.
Oh, yes.
Hats off, Scott. Yes. Hats off, bro.
Thank you. Glory to God. Thank you.
Now, what I want to do, I want to get, you know, straight into the, you know, essence of who you are and what you did. If you could kind of, you know, give our listeners, you know, some insight to what it was that, not that what you were doing, but what you still continue to do this day. But let's take it back to the 90s to where, you know, it was really going down on the streets of Compton and Watts, and you and your team, you know, got in position to be effective. Give us a little history on you and your movement.
Okay, absolutely. That being humbled even in this thought, actually, I started in 1979 with having family in the Watch Projects, the east side of Los Angeles, Crenshaw District, South Central LA. I had an avenue to all those communities, but 1979, I was 19 years old, I did start a movement after they annihilated the Black Panthers, which my families were members of, and watch with me on eyes, if I can use that term, them try to take away the power from them. Crips in itself was started by the Black Panthers. Many people may not know that, but they did. We were the ones at 9 and 10 years old that actually took the food to the program called Operation Bread Basket, to the Malcolm X Center and all. And fast-forwarding, I was caught up in this desire to not become a victim of what it was. Now, I did that. I actually did some crimes and did time for that in my teenage years, but the Lord touched me in a way I didn't realize he was, I didn't even know it was him. Well, we actually organized ourselves because we was tired of the police shooting us while we, in fact, were still killing ourselves. So we never got off the ground. So, but we realized that and started organizing from Watts and the housing projects. And my hat's off to those many young brothers and sisters who worked for me, worked with me, inspired me, and some who are no longer here. There's only a few of us left. Nevertheless, the work that we did came from the ground up. We had no food to eat, so we created our own jobs. Went to city councils, Mayor Tom Bradley, then the governors, and eventually in President Clinton, but started our own mediation programs, as that's the word they use. We call it was bringing the brothers and sisters together, you know, but they're the political word, so for those who are politically astute, mediation. There was a lot of riots that were started that were not completed because of our work. We did everything from creating our own dropout retrieval programs since nobody wanted us in their schools. We brought each other back, fed each other, told each other, created our own jobs, and ended up with a masterful, powerful movement that included many people. I'm not much for name dropping because names don't mean nothing to me, but there were many in the celebrity world, from Barbara Streisand to Bill Cosby, you name it, they're all there. Ice Cube, my brother, a young fellow who I worked with on Boys in the Hood. I helped to write that and Men's Society. But there was the main issue was that we had to stop killing ourselves while the police and themselves were killing us, and at the same time, no food, no water. So we create our own resources. So I hope that helps some. I'm known, actually, I was known as Mr. Fred. I haven't had an interview on any type of public domain. Let's say it's about 19 years now, although there's been many writings and some out now. But I was known as Mr. Fred. Helped to bring in the cross colors, fashion company. I was their first model. We helped move their product. They ended up making $8 billion in sales. We were also the mantra for Cross Color, so we turned out to be Cross Colors Common Ground Foundation. Watts was where we did our gang intervention is what they call it. We call it bringing the brothers together. 1992, we did have the only and really legitimate, and some people will question this and they'll get mad at y'all, but have them call me, first actual gang truth move where the Bloods, the Crips, the Bounty Hunters, Great Few Watts, Eastside Crips, Westside Crips, you name it, we all came together and we did stop the killing. It was a riot that day, so you guys were confused as to what was going on. Was we rioting or was the police fighting the local gang members and leaders who came together to, you understand me, create a truce? Everybody saw it on TV, but they were misconstrued. But we actually did stop the killing. 13 months solid, not one killing, not one gang killing. We had jobs that we created. We cleaned our alleys. We cleaned our porches. We cleaned the houses for old folk. But we also stood for right for those who would keep the propaganda movement going in terms of, these are all gang members and they never changed. Once one, not always one. That's an old saying. I hope that gives you a quick understanding of what we did, but I am Fred Williams. This is my first time ever online. And, Scott, I wouldn't have done it for nobody but you, bro.
I appreciate that because, like I said, we definitely are looking to continue your work. We're looking to be inspired by what it is that you've done, you know, to spark up a new movement because that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a movement and a movement moving in the same direction and not, you know, us people that are moving the movement seeking our own glorification but really humbling ourselves and giving the glory to God in the situation that we're doing and put him first and, you know, we can do great things. And sometimes we come across that too many chiefs and not enough Indians. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to be the leader when really we're all leaders. We just need to lead together. And, you know, sometimes you try to build a peace movement and it gets stifled in the committee because we fighting against each other about how we going to do it. We spend more time arguing about what we're doing than actually doing.
Exactly. And you will have that. Your wisdom in these processes, you know what I'm saying, will be the ability to have the spiritual discernment to determine who, in fact, is really with what your vision is and who is not. But then also to have the wisdom to know that maybe, you know, maybe they don't see it the way I see it right now. They're not going to do it this way. And I can't allow them to move it this way. But there is still a place for them. One of the biggest mistakes that I believe that we made, I'll say we, even though I did not, many of brothers and sisters in any movement to help us move forward is that they actually took the little differences and made them issues among themselves. So they never got past that. You're right. We got to humble ourselves and find a place for everybody. You know, save space for grace. We all make mistakes. We all move forward. But we have to understand that what we do, and I know cocaine can relate to this too, what we do is not necessarily manifested by what other people think. It's something that's in us. You find it, you go for it, you move it. Now, I'm older now, okay? There was a great Much About Me, books, movies, you name it. You know, it's out there. And I have my own script, which, by incidentally, I'm hoping to get that out soon, but I'm very particular about who's going to do it and create it. But whatever we do, it's not in of itself to serve ourselves, oh Scott, but also to actually send a message to our seeds. I'm sitting here with my little son, Titus, 9 years old, and recognizing that he's the culmination of all my children and all I've ever done. So what I do from now on, you understand me, does impact him. So, you know, there's so much and not enough time, but the ball falls in this one place. Trust in the Lord all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding, but acknowledge him in thy ways. And don't cut people out. Find a place for them. Sometimes people are just so damn hard-headed, you just can't find a place for them. Well, then, well, let's wait at some point, and we'll find a place. But, yeah, we humbling ourselves to make the movie. You know, my hat's off to you and Cocaine and the other network of people that y'all have, because what is, you are keeping it alive, believe it or not. Now, my day has passed. I can be an advisory. I can give you input. But clearly, it's going to be your footsteps and your movement for both of you brothers for what you do.
Right. I totally agree with you, huh, on that situation. I totally agree with you because bottom line is in order for us to move forward, we cannot move backwards. And I just thank God that he used the most unlikeliest people to go ahead and carry out his mission, because the baddest thing about it is that these young brothers don't have nothing to relate to, because some of the people have now kicked God off the driver's seat and become carnal and more shit on our condemnation when the Lord drew that line and he said, "You cast the first stone without sin." So what do? Well, we get used in this way. We talk the same language. They talk our language. We're not here to show nothing but what the love of Jesus Christ or the love of God, number one, number God, what he has to offer to make you think another way. So that way you don't push and pull in these kids while they're trying to even be inspired by it. So what that tells us, in order for us to get led, we have to be led by the Spirit. That means we have to get into who the Lord is, how he is, and it's a battle between flesh, because the flesh likes to dictate a lot of things. And the power, it'll make the tongue say the wrong things to bring things that God has made available. You shortcut it. And it's like now when I start to see, one thing I don't do that I was struggling with, it's like every time I used to think I'd pray to God, I got to be a certain way, a certain manner. One day I woke up and asked God for the reason. He said, first of all, my dreams is a spiritual battle. You know, you'll get to the point to where you'll let go. And see, God will give you a crash course before he really comes in, because it ain't no different than Abraham holding up that knife about to sacrifice his child. See, God He's trying to trust us. So can he trust us for me and brother? Brother, no matter what goes on in our imperfect life or our imperfections, it's a perfect platform to praise perfection. Who is perfection? God Almighty is perfection. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to learn it, but you have to slow down, be at peace. See, sometimes we over-exaggerate things and think things. I said 86,400 seconds in a day. Sometimes you need time off. Time out on. Put yourself in the time out box, be peace, and listen to that voice of God. When it comes, it'll hit you sharp. And that's where I'm at. It helps me. The Lord helps me to lead by example. And I don't mean I'm perfect, but one thing he said, treat your wife good. Don't do the dumb, excuse my language, but don't do the dumb shit you used to do, man. Treat your kids good, fam. I gave you the opportunity, and I said to you in your dream, Jerry, which God says to us all, I want the youngsters or whoever's hurting out there to listen. God said, come as you are.
And listen, do not be fooled. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. Now, I'm not just throwing out the scripture to you. I'm saying that to say to you that you, in this world, now I've been on the very highest top of the mountains in this world in terms of where they would place people who they deem worthy to receive accolades. But I've also been at the very bottom of the pit, too. But do not be fooled. You can do anything you want to do. Go out, save people, serve the public, help the brothers get their contracts, and help them to understand how to. But when you interject God, it's where your constant struggle is going to come. I want you to understand something, that there are many who have great ideas, great programs. I hate that word, but I guess there's not another one in place for that. But they have great things that they do. But here's what happens. Some of us come to a level in our ethos, that means in our mind thinking, that we got to serve God first, and that's where your challenge is going to come. See, I'm still alive. There's only There may be one or two of us left. They done killed Tucky, and they killed these other names I can't mention on this radio show because they're not to be mentioned. But there's only a couple of us left. But you know what those of us left have learned is that when we actually turn within ourselves and we know that we know God and he is the head of our life, and that when the spiritual discernment comes and we got to make decisions, I told them no to an $18 million contract 18 years ago. I told them no to helping to run juvenile prisons. They, I don't even have a college degree, but they wanted me to help run seven of the juvenile jails they had, and they thought I'd be a good example for the brothers, but the problem was that's all they had in there was brothers. So the Holy Spirit told me, you can't do that. So when you live in your life, you can serve humanity, you can do good things in the eyes of other people, but when you yourself let the light of God shine through you, that's when your challenge is going to come, and that's not a sad story. That's a powerful story because what it gives you with God is longevity and the ability to grow wise. You know, I'm still here now. They said I wouldn't make it to be 30, and there's some pretty good, you know, examples of what happened to me during that period of time with the bullets that my body consumed and the way I was treated sometimes in the political eye. But that wasn't what mattered to me. What mattered to me was that I said no to things I knew God was not going to be settling for. You will go through that. All of y'all will go through that in your work, in your life with your children, and that's why you constantly have God on your mind because Satan is constantly hitting at you. But he is the biggest fool of all time, and these things that we're going through is nothing new. They went through it with the Black Panthers. That's another story. People talk about the gang stuff that we went through in 1992, the gang truth, the Crips and the Bloods, okay. Yes, but that was actually my second role, okay. But what you're doing in the face of God and clearly standing for him, that will bring Satan to bring out, you know, he's the king of snapshots. So everything you've done wrong, every thought wrong you've had, he's going to keep hitting it at you to, you know, to keep you distracted from God. But God looks at the whole cocaine. God looks at the whole Scott. He looks at the whole man, the whole book. And that's where your greatest challenge will come, depending on how, in fact, you follow that. Y'all keep pushing. It's okay. You're in the right place. You're supposed to be picking up the baton from me and the others of us who have, in some instances, become weary because we recognize that we're in a different place in our life now and we got to do it differently and pass it on. My hat's off to y'all, bro. Y'all love the Lord.
Right on. Hey, thank you, huh? Praise God for that, for seasoning us. That's what we need. It's like
amen.
Seasoning.
We're going to get it well. We're on Mafia Radio with our special guest, Mr. Fred, holding it down, giving us some valuable information and inspiration. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in, that's online, the 951s, the 760s, the 310s, 623 in the building, of course, with our guests. What we want to do is go to a little bit of music to push this message in this music. And 760-686, I see you on hold. After we come out of this music, we'll be coming to you and let you join this conversation. But what we're going to do is do the world premiere of this new cocaine, Time Keep Moving On, which is a prime example of how God is moving in the music industry and how he's using us and our voices to push his agenda. Let's go. Brand new cocaine, Time Keep Moving On, featuring Mitchie Slick.
Now the guy that I'm talking to, that's him that's going to be resolved. He's paid. Okay. He's going to be resolved.
Hey, Coco. Homie. It don't matter how much work you put into this shit, homie, you know. There's going to be some motherfuckers that don't respect that shit, you know what I mean? Niggas think this shit can't mean me, homie, you know?
Without it, this ugly picture come victory, nigga. Now what's Popeye the Savior? Man, without Brutus, what's Jesus Christ? Without that nigga named Judas, where would a nigga be? Without this pain, the type of pain to make you blow your brain like Cobain. If it had not been for the man upstairs, I would be dead or in jail, looped out somewhere. Cause I come from a long list of gangsters and max. And most blacks in the hood got uncle smoke crack. I look back in time, shake my head, ain't that something? Realizing without God, homie, we nothing. It took a long time for my eyes to be open, but better late than never. Nothing changed but the weather. I learned a valuable lesson. As quickly you get blessed, you can lose your blessing. For the party, pit a tab at the bar, drinks for everybody. Niggas that I thought used to be my brother, but when I lost it all, started showing their true colors. It was for celebrating a nigga to put salt on my name. All these MCs I blessed in the shady rap game felt humiliated, busted and disgusted. The whole world's laughing at me, niggas I trust. But the same thing Satan designed to kill me is the same thing God used for a nigga victory. Rose out of the ashes, putting paint where it ain't. Got the family on deck, 10-fold in the bank. Couldn't thank you scandalous niggas enough. Seems odd because of your wicked ways brought me closer to God. Cause these rap niggas in the game is some weirdos, plucking their eyebrows, painting a nigga toes. I used to like Boy George records, but real niggas don't wear no dresses. The game is so vicious, niggas take it up their ass to get Illuminati rich. Some niggas pay dues and some niggas don't. The Lord is my shepherd and I shall not want. He restored my soul for his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the fake. Try to tell me first. He said, Slick, hope you're ready, rappers get it worse. When I was just Don Moon, it was all church. But ever since recognition, I done felt cursed. When I was a crash test dummy, they all loved me. But once the cash got chunky, some was like, fuck me. Cali gangbanging rules need to be adjusted. The guidelines ain't in favor of the homies bubbling. They don't understand the industry. You could be struggling just because a nigga got a deal. Don't mean he check boxing. You got a 360 deal, you hungry still. Supposed to be on tour. Nigga, I'm OT with peers. I get the chills when I think of how I could've ended. On the foyard with all my luxuries suspended. Cause of some shit a nigga that's supposed to be my friend did. Free all the homies that didn't get the memo I did. Trill.
Yeah, that's that new cocaine. Time keeps moving on. Hey, Coca, I really, really, really dig that track right there, man. And I love, you know, how you kept the gangster, but you pushed that truth line. You know what I mean? And that just goes to show and maybe inspire another artist that's, you know, stuck on that bull and really ain't saying nothing in their music that, man, you can go hard for God just as hard as we went for these streets and still keep it G. You know what I mean?
Man, I appreciate that. That song ain't no faking and shaking. It was wrote from the depths of my soul, and that's something that I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Even though God give us knowledge, and you know, one thing that we got to do, we got to go back and get our peoples. And if it takes whatever God's going to use, he's no partiality to the right or left. He can use anything he wants to. I just pray that he, you know, that type of message really spark some type of different, because 25 years of doing this, you know, our music is really crocheted into the ghetto fabric of our soul and our suppression. And one thing that we have to do is no balance no more in music. And that's one thing we wanted to, you know, on this particular song, I wanted to get a real Damo on there to show that versatility and that unity that, hey, us as OGs can do it because these kids inspired by what they see. When they feed their pineal gland, music can either tear down or it can rebuild. So I just pray, you know, I just told it like I told it. I ain't trying to sugarcoat nothing. It's just something that I felt that we need desperately in our music, whether it's not popular or not, as long as it reaches somebody. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, if I can give God the glory out of it, that's what it's all about. Because that's what, you know what I'm saying? We got to relate to each other and interject God in anything that we do. And that particular song say, no matter where you at, you can interject God into anything, fam, and give him the glory, and he will guide your footsteps.
Yes, sir, and it all comes down to one word that I like to use. It's called accountability. When you know better, you do better. And I believe that once we come under this grace, you know, of God, that we can't put ourselves in a position to forget where we come from and turn our back on those that are where we were at. You know what I mean? And, you know, too many times, you know, the OGs will see the youngsters tripping and just shake their head and you know, keep it pushing, when in reality they're supposed to go snatch them by their collar, you know what I'm saying, and let them know the real. And that's
yeah,
the street level. Now let's take it to the church
house.
We
need to get that job turkey-ness up off of us. Job turkey shit. Excuse my language, Lord. But that's
the 100, though.
Old jangles. You know, none of us is not eating watermelon chicken eating people, but the way they feed these kids out there, because, you know, the people that are, you know, controlling these record labels, that's why I'm glad I got my own label, independent, black owned. You feel what I'm saying? Because at the same time, you know, it's like Samuel Jackson and Django. The house nigga is happy, and these brothers not knowing out here, you ain't nothing but a house nigga. You're a stock with that Social Security card. And the only one that can really open up your eyes to the matrix system is your spirituality and your personal relationship. And I ain't read all the books through and none of that. Whatever knowledge I get. But then when God feed my spirit, it's something that I know. And it's like in music, it's hard for these kids to relate because they still, when they go get a job, they still got the color, creed, or race on there. So that lets you know that racism is in the job force. Racism is even behind the pool pit on some of them, because they like to divide and conquer. So we think we all living good and stuff. Yeah. But see, it's hard because people are now going into it, and Satan is sticky, sneaky. The war begun, but the battle is already won. So when he does things, people always got the common attitude, well, if you can't beat him, join him. No, that's not it, partners. That's not it.
Let me tell you
what's it. You do your best to get down on your knees every single day, and despite if you're cripping the blood in the whatever walk of life you did, you make sure you come to him as you are, because it eventually, the more you come step towards God, the more eventually you start to understand, and you won't worry about some of the things, because that's our troubles in the first place. We have a guilt trip. We have a big-ass guilt trip just because that, oh, we did something last night. The more you know what grace is, the more you look back and you won't even be doing those things. Because the more you think about change and not put it in God's hands, the more you start worrying and you stay there. So for us to be able to have those type of songs justified, and brothers out there that have those type of songs, we got to be resilient. We got to say, I'm not just going to join you like that, but I'm going to pull my brothers in because they relate to me and I relate to them. So I'm going to interject God right here, because everybody's up here on Hollywood and this and that, and it's not that. You know, it's that everybody will quickly put up a triangle in a minute to sell their soul to think that's going to do something for their career. And then you get into a porch monkey situation to where you're just a tax write-off. Trust the brother with wisdom that's been going through this shady industry, and it also translate over to our music, man. Come on, music is a powerful energy. It can kill, destroy, whatever. You put on a jazz record, you feel comfortable. You put on this type of record, you ready to turn up. See how powerful that energy? God made that energy for you to use as a balance. We could do what we could do in 1992. Mike Concepcion went to the Nickerson Gortons, and we all in the same game. Notice you don't have that no more. Everybody's popping mollies, losing their mind. And then when they heart burst, the people that's ahead of them, that's in control, they're going to do that anywhere. Set your ass up. But the only one that can guard you, and the only one that I can speak from experience, brother, is God Almighty. Not to jabber jaw so much, thank y'all for listening and allowing me to talk and tell a testimony. But I'm just going to say, you got to be watchful. We got to start interjecting positivity. You know, social conscious messages. Things that are of God that God wants us to talk about, injustices.
You mean to tell me you just popping bottles every day you get up in the morning and your kids is looking at you? You're a damn fool. You know what I'm saying? But it's time to wise up. But, it's, you know, stuff platforms like this and out of Brother Fred, I love you, brother. You come on and just tell that testimony. This is where it gets to the real gritty nitty. We get down in the streets like Jesus did, like Yeshua did, like the prophets did. They were writers, people too much in their comfort zone. And if I can't beat them, I'll join them. But we pray for you, too, because God can give you a chance to make it, too. We ain't giving no condemnation. Whoever's going through this, at the highest of the height, if you got all the money in the world, maybe you might be listening to this, and maybe it might hit you, praise God, glory to God, for you to say, well, let me start perpetuating some positive things. So one soul is really measured by what they do for others, not what you do for myself or my pocketbooks. That's the one thing we got to stay resilient. And that's as good as food for thought when we continue to talk about it. Talk about it and manifest it. Everybody has something to do, a position. It might be somebody on the corner feeding. It might be a platform for a radio. It might be just praying for somebody on the street corner. It might be giving some ties and clothes. But whatever we got to do, it's going to create love. And I thank God that people are listening and that brothers like Brother Uncle Fred and Brother Justified and all the brothers that came on the program, this is like our 24th episode where we feel good that we're giving God glory. And that's what it's about. It's not about what Satan is doing. It's about what God is doing. It's not about all your worries that you ain't doing right. It's about saying, well, I ain't doing this right, so help me, God. What you think God going to do? Well, if your little kid fall down when it take his first step, the first thing he's going to do is going to look up to you for confirmation. You ain't going to condemn him. You're a child of God. He's going to help you up and say, this is what you got to do. I allowed you to make the mistake on purpose. You did? Praise God. Excuse me for talking so much, but glory to God.
Hey, like we always say, Coco, we let the spirit flow right here at Mafia, you know what I mean? When God puts something on your heart and gives you something to say, you're supposed to say it, you know what I mean? And people, you know, sometimes will try to, oh, this, that, and the other, and they talking too much. Well, you're here for the wrong reasons. If you're not here to hear what the Lord has to say through the people that he's put in a position and given a platform to, you know, move this movement, then, you know, you might want to check your intentions or why you're even here in the first place. But I want to thank everybody that's listening online. If you want to call in and join this conversation, the number is 646-200-4945. I still got our guest, Mr. Fred, in the building, and I'm going to go to this 760 caller who's been holding with us a long time and has something to say. 760-686, you're on the line with the Men of Faith in Action. How are you?
I'm calling you.
Hello?
Probably bad connection.
Hey. 786. First of all, I'd like to give honor to God who was ahead of my life. Justified, this is Eminem Cocaine. This is Eminem up here in Victorville, Hollaback ENT. You guys have moved me so much since I just came out of church and listening to this show, man. My spirit is just jumping for joy, man. I can't believe what y'all out here doing, man. This is a blessing, man. You know?
God,
and,
God
man,
get all
I'm
that
telling
glory.
You, I'm just hyped, dude. I came out of church hyped already off top, and then to hear everything that's just going on with you guys and talking this positiveness, man, you know, that's what we need, bro. You know, we sat back the other night at your pad and listened to Cocaine's new song, Turn It Up, Get It Up High, whatever, and heard you spitting and kicking game. You know, that's knowledge from G's that God put on this earth. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm a triple OG. You know, I don't take nothing from nobody. I always try to give, especially to these knuckleheads right here. Because like Cocaine said, there are OGs that just allow these little ones just to run amok. Nah, I don't care what size you are. If God puts you in a position to be a leader, you got to go out there and grab your people back, man. You know, I'm so sick and tired of picking up Facebook every day, seeing somebody's loved one up, shot up, or whatever, however they're going about it. That's not the way it's supposed to go. You know what I'm saying? The Bible says that we are supposed to lay amongst each other as a father and a mother and a child and a brother should do. You know, regardless of the color of our skin, we still going to bleed red. It's the power of the blood. And as long as we got the power of the blood, there shouldn't be nothing against us. Satan is nothing but a spirit. He's not a physical entity. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, when the people always say, well, the devil made me do it, the devil ain't made you do nothing because you've never seen. You know what I'm saying? God is the one that wakes you up every morning, puts you to sleep every night. The devil ain't never woke me up, and I've been in this game a long time. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I was tricked a few times, but God also brought me back not to be tricked anymore. Now I'm teaching other people how not to be tricked, you know? And in this game of music, that's what it's all about. That's the enemy's best defense on anyone. If God could kick out the most beautiful angel in heaven, what do you think he's going to do to you on earth? You know what I'm saying? So that's why we have all these rappers kicking up, you know what, how big a house they got, how many jewelry they got, how much whatever they got, but they can't take it with them. You know what I'm saying? When I leave this earth from here, you're going to know that I was here because I left something here. I left a spirit. I left knowledge here. I left something here that God gave me when I first got here. I'm a vessel. I'm only here passing through. And my job is to let everyone know, white, black, Chinese, Mexican, I don't care who you are. I'm never scared to preach the word of God. I go to the club. I don't drink. I don't smoke. I ain't had a drink in 26 years. I ain't had a cigarette in 17. And I'm around alcoholics every day, weed heads every day. But I ain't never scared to talk about God. You know what I'm saying? Because we all came from somewhere. I used to be each and every one of them. You know what I'm saying? But God delivered me from that one day at a time. You know what I'm saying? So my
job. And if I could, I'd like to respond like when you guys, you know, we left the club on Thursday and, you know, we caravaned, you know, back to the house. And, you know, like I said, we was functioning. But what took place in that living room, you know, with Chill and Weasel and yourself and, you know, like God put it on my spirit to, like, talk to them. And, you know, it was a lot of people that came, but then it was who was there when the, you know what I mean, when we had that time.
Yes,
and
sir.
I really, that the spirit was invoked not only in Chill, but, you know, also the little homie, you know, Weasel was here. And then the soldiers from the street, you feel me, that didn't put in work and devil's bidden. But now, you know, they're in a place to where they want to change things up. And, you know, it's just a powerful thing that's about to go down. And this mafia, you know, radio is an extension of when we first started doing, you know, the little group meetings inside the little school to, you know, God is really taking this. And it's for us brothers to come together, not just as brothers, because we have women that call into the show, because behind every good set of men, there's got to be a good set of women, you know, to keep them, you know, that balance. They we need them, you feel me? So, but as men, we're to take the lead and really get out there in these streets, man, and pull our youngsters up, because it's sad what's happening. You know, things that are happening now, they've always happened. There's nothing new under the sun, but it's the level of it. It's everywhere. My 6-year-old and 8-year-old daughter, when they watch TV, wrong things are made to be right. And we didn't have that. Like, TV has some type of, you know, kind of moral back in the day. You know what I mean? They rated movies X-rated and R-rated or whatever. And, you know, we kind of knew right from wrong. But now our kids are confused because wrong seems right and right seems wrong. You go to football where you got Tim Tebow who's praising God and praying after touchdowns, and they, you know, they throw stones at him. Then you got the new gay NFL player, and they giving him awards. And you know what I mean? It's like wrong is right now, man, and we got to do something about it, because we're the last ones really living with the solid truth. And if we don't impart it to our kids, it will no longer be available to be learned, because the ball has been dropped. So we got to pick it up
correct.
And keep it pushing.
Correct, correct. And that's the only way that we're going to be able to do this. We all have to come together as one and not be scared to talk about God, because, I mean, you know, it's always good to sit up and talk about chopping up, making a dollar or two. Everybody like to tell a big lie. It's like the biggest fish I caught or whatever. No, you ain't never caught no fish. You know what I'm saying? This game is to be sold and not told. But in reality, we have to reach one in order to teach one. So sometimes we can't just always sell the game. We got to tell the game, because, you know, you have a lot of people out here, men and women, you know what I'm saying? My wife also is a godly woman, but she doesn't run up into the church like she does, you know, like I do, but she does cook for the homeless every Friday. So we have over 100 people that we feed every Friday at our church that we try to instill in them, you know, what God has done for us, what God can do for you. You know what I'm saying? I'm no better than you, and you're no better than me. You know what I'm saying? I might not have a dollar today, but if I do, I'll give it to somebody else who might have more than what I got, and I'm not even knowing because God just told me to give mine away, you know? And it's the same thing with this witnessing, you know? I've been a Christian for a long time, but I've also been running for a long time. I don't run no more. That's why you see me in different places, you know what I'm saying? I'm not out there at the club just to be looking at no females. I'm out at the club trying to catch the ones who's looking with them eyes that ain't got no life up in them, you know what I'm saying? I was out there last night chopping up with a young brother, you know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I'm up in here trying to do my little thing, but at the same time, he wasn't because he grabbed his tater straight to me, and I kicked straight knowledge to him about the Bible, about God, and he just broke down and said, man, I needed that, you know what I'm saying? And it was just so powerful that it just had me floating all the way up out of the club last night to where I took it to church this morning, and there was another brother that was there that needed to hear, you know, it's okay. Get on your knees. Fall down on your knees. Be thankful that you're able to walk because there's a lot of people that can't walk that wish they could walk. You know what I'm saying? You know, my testimony goes a long way. I mean, you know, I'm writing a book about it. God has given me a chance to do. Because if I say we don't have enough time for each and everyone's testimony on this line right now. But one day we could all sit down and chop it up to give bits and pieces at different events. You know what I'm saying? Like every Friday at the House of Worship on 15586 7th Street in Victorville, I have a men's group. It's called My Brother's Keeper. Anybody is allowed to come. I don't care, you know, what color, nationality, or whatever. And we chop it up, and it's all about what we can do to help one another, not what the problem is with the wife at home. It's all about lifting up each and every one of us brothers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm putting that out there, man, and I'm also putting myself out there to be available for you guys, you know, if you need me to come in to be a motivator, a speaker, just a presenter, or just to be a witness. I'm there for you. Call me. You got my number, man. You know what I'm saying? All the time. You know, I'm in this low-rider game. I got a gang of people behind me in that. So, you know, we can always touch them with these cars, y'all in the music. You know, I'm trying to start this new promotion company. It's all about that. That's why it's called Holler Back, because everybody want to be so quiet. I don't have time to be quiet no more. I got to tell what God has done for me, my brother. You know what I'm saying? Whether you know it or not, I got flipped over in a big rig 4 times on a 30-foot embankment. I have $300,000 worth of titanium on my back, and you see how I'm moving through. You know what I'm saying? It's only because God allowed me to be this way. The devil tried to take me out, you know, but it's not happening. But I got to go up here in the Home Depot because it's too hot in my house, and I got to go buy one of these white folks' air conditioners, even though I pay rent to a house supposed to have air. You know,
God,
I got to go spend my paper to get cold, you know what I'm saying? But,
God bless you, man. God bless you, brother.
All right, yes, man. I appreciate that, man, you know.
Man, that's just a blessing.
Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to get on there, man, you know. And I've been in the car at Home Depot for the last 30 minutes with the windows down waiting just to see if I was going to be able to get on. I had the patience, you know what I'm saying? So, that's me, Eminem, you know what I'm saying? So, God bless you, brothers, man, and keep on doing what y'all doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Keep on doing what you're doing. Cocaine, keep this.
Amen, amen, amen.
God bless.
We appreciate Brother Eminem, you know, calling in and sitting out there in the hot sun for over 30 minutes on hold trying to get through the line. We still got our special guest, Mr. Fred, in the building with us. It is 3 o'clock, and around this time, we go into our 3 play at 3. But continuing on with our salute to Maya Angelou, we're going to get it started off with her. Check it out.
Everyone in the world has gone to bed one night or another with fear or pain or loss or disappointment. And yet each of us has awakened, arisen, somehow made our ablution, seen other human beings, and said, morning, how are you? Fine, thanks, and you? It's amazing. Wherever that abides in the human being, there is the nobleness of the human spirit. Despite it all, black and white, Asian, Spanish, Native American, pretty, plain, thin, fat, vowed a celibate, we rise. You may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still like dust, I'll rise. Does my sassiness upset you? Why are you beset with gloom? Just because I walk as if I have oil wells pumping in my living room. Just like suns and like moons, with the certainty of tides, just like hope springing high, still I rise. Did you want to see me broken, bowed head and lowered eyes, shoulders falling down like teardrops, weakened by my soulful cries? Does my sassiness upset you? Don't take it so hard just because I laugh. As if I have gold mines digging in my own backyard. You can shoot me with your words. You can cut me with your lies. You can kill me with your hatefulness. But just like life, I'll rise. Does my sexiness offend you? Oh, does it come as a surprise that I dance? As if I have diamonds at the meeting of my thighs. Out of the huts of history's shame, I rise. Up from a past rooted in pain, I rise. A black ocean leaping and wide, welling and swelling, I bear in the tide. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak miraculously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave. I am the hope and the dream of the slave. And so, naturally. There I go rising.
Dear Lord, as we down here, struggle for as long as we know. Search of a paradise from the sun. Dreams are dreams, and reality seems to be the only place to go, the only place for us. I know, trying to make the best of bad situations seems to be my life story. Ain't no glory in pain, a soldier's story in vain, and can't nobody live this life for me. It's a ride, y'all. Long, hard ride.
Somebody wake me, I'm dreaming. I started as a seed, a semen, swimming upstream, planted in the womb, I'm screaming. On the top was my pops, my mama screaming, stop from a single drop. This is what they got, not to disrespect my peoples, but my papa was a loser. Only plan he had for mama was a fucker and abuser. Even as a little seed, I could see his plan for me. Stranded on welfare, another broken family, and what was I to be? The product of this heated passion, mama got pregnant. And Papa got a piece of ass, look how it began. Nobody gave a fuck about me, pistol in my hand. This cruel world could do without me, I cannot survive. Got me asking white Jesus, will a nigga live or die? Cause the Lord can't see us in the deep dark clouds of the project. Ain't no sunshine, no sunny days, and we only play sometimes. When everybody's sleeping, I open my window, jump to the streets and get to creeping. I can live or die, hope I get some money, phone gone. I'm only 19, I'm trying to hustle on my own. Homeless block where everybody in their cops trying to slang rock. Rather go to college, but this is where the gang stops. Don't get it wrong, cause it's always on. From dust to dawn, you can buy rock blocks over herringbone. You can ask my man, he's a mind reader. Keep my nine, he's all the time, this is how we grind. Meet up at the cemetery, then get smoked out. Pass the weed, nigga, that Hennessy will keep me cheap. Everywhere I go, niggas holler at me. It's real cheap. And my reply to they kill me, act up if you feel me. I was born not to make it, but I did. The tribulations of a ghetto kid, still I ride.
I stay sharp as always, running your bricks with blicks. Do your project always, dumping crews like twos. Nigga all day, secret to war, prepare me for the worst. A life that's lavish, full of cabbage, or a life that's in the hearse. But now my dreams, it seems though, we play some triple beams the same, bro. Diamond piggy rings got the loot popping out my train. To keep my Glock caught in trouble, was searching for me, then why not? Showing what I made up was raised on the wild block. Chance land with many turns to the street, thug snatch your bands. We out come out, we'll make a cash, it wasn't bad, it'll make me mad, I'm just like, my homie on the corner with his gat tucked in. Youngest they buck or something, the life can lead to
a lost hope. I hit the strip broke where the beans get cold. And still I rise now, afloat, cowards ghost. Whenever we come around, I'm running down. Clutching the pound, lava style and ducking the sound. I used to hustle with my mom till the sun came. My homie Hom doing time from the drug game. Stolen cars, war scars, born an outlaw. Behind bars, go to sleep just to see the stars. Freedom is ours, so we trap on a burnt block. Crack kids, only 10 learn to duck.
In 96, my Glock, my plastic passion for blasting bastards. No faces for open casting, peeling your cat backwards. Your cowards ain't prepared for pistol practice. I send my missiles through your mattress, leaving holes in your body like a cactus. While me and my crew be popping, more green's the topic. And Luther keeps the scenes in my motherfucking jeans popping. Leaving your spleen to pick up. Half of you niggas is softer than a snicker. Let's go to war and see who grow quicker. And still I rob, and still I rob.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, still nigga down here.
Black crime, brothers in packs done, plus everybody's high, too doped up to ask why, watching our own downfall, witness the end, it's like we don't believe in God, cause we living in sin. I asked my homie on the block, why he strapped, he laughed, pointed his pistol at the cop car, passed the blast, it's just another murder, nobody mourns no more, my teardrops getting bigger, but can't figure what I'm crying for. Is it the miniature caskets, little babies, victims of a strike from drug dealers gone crazy, baby, it's just the drugs, business of how the block was, crack came and it was strange how it rocked us. Perhaps the underlying facts they hide explain genocide. It's when we ride on our own kind. What is it we all fear? Reflections in the mirror. We can't escape fate. The end is getting nearer. Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God. Blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. The mask and the grieving. Who do you believe? Take off my eyes, cause all I see is terror. I hate the man in the mirror, cause his reflection makes the pain turn realer. Times of Armageddon, murdering mass amounts. In a society, we're only getting the cash count. I started out as a beginner, into the criminal lifestyle, became a sinner. I make my money and vacate, evade prison. We're from the chosen one, the outcast, unforgiven. And all the Hennessy and weed can't hide. The pain I feel inside, you know, it's like I'm living just to die. Fall on my knees and beg for mercy, not knowing if I'm worthy, living life thinking no man can hurt me. So I'm asking before I lay me down to sleep, before you judge me, look at all the shit you did to me. My misery, I rose up from the slums, made it out the flames in my search for fame. Will I change? I'm asking, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed. Who do you believe in?
Faith in Allah, believe in me and this plastic. Cause so far I done witnessed too many dead niggas in caskets with their chest plate stretched like elastic. And what's worse, I'm on front line, holding down camp, still mashing. Heard my cousin, one of the old heads from the block, just came home October of 95, back in Yardsville, stuck with a 3 to 5 if he don't act up. Now he realize if you don't stay wise, then in this game you fuck. Talk to my baby girl, give me the word on what she heard. One of the grimies, a snitching diamond, a stew pigeon. I talked to him, he said he didn't. My man said he did. In fact, he's sure, cause he just came home off a bed.
Now tell me, who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? I put my faith in God, blessed and still breathing. And even though it's hard, that's who I believe in. Before I'm leaving, the mask and the grieving. Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in?
Who do you believe in?
God,
is it Buddha?
Jehovah, oh, that's or what I believe in. Before I believe in the mask and the greed. What do you believe in?
God.
Do you believe
or
in?
Is it just yourself? Definitely not to be imposed.
Oh, that's what I believe
being
in.
A demon.
Before I believe
because
in the mask
this is
and
the joy of believing.
What do you believe in?
Men to believe in yourself. But for sure, the higher power resides only to ride in the heart of the truth. From the soul of the man, for truth never has an alibi in the poetry or in its realm. That's what pulls all words together, just to understand that every man is his own man, and only man can satisfy the man. Only the soul of the man, the feelings of the man, the fulfillments of the man. You can't shake the man when you feel the man. You know the man, and you gotta call yourself because you are that man.
Who do you believe in?
I'm focusing on that.
My women, while we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time we change. stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you was dealt this hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek, your daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older.
Thank you for listening to Mafia Radio, where we play that hot music with our three player three. Today's artist was Tupac. We started off with Still I Rise, followed by Who Do You Believe In, and ended it out with that Keep Your Head Up. We still got our special, special, special guest, Mr. Fred, in the building with us. You still mic'd up there, sir?
Yes, sir. I am here.
And we also have my big homie Cocaine still in the building with us. You mic'd up, sir?
Yes, sir, my brother.
There it is there. We want to thank all our people that are listening online. If you want to call in and join this conversation and bring your faith to the table, the number is 646-200-4945. I want to shout out the area codes that are in the call queue right now, the 951s, the 310s, the 760s. If you want to say something, don't hesitate to let God use you. Press that one button and we will bring you on the line. But for now, we're going to go back to chopping it up with my big, big, big homie, Uncle Mr. Fred. What it do, sir? It's an honor to have you, you know, on this line and participating with us like this. You have no idea.
Oh, I tell you, this is such a wonderful experience for me and a blessing, too. This is Sunday. You know, we have went through the work week. I know I heard my brother Cocaine mention how it is when you go through the week, and there has to be some time for solace. This is part of my solace, okay? S-O-L-A-C-E, okay? I enjoy this. I would love to see you guys expand into the Arizona area. There's a market for that, and maybe we can talk about that later. But, yes, I am enjoying myself. I'm inspired by the testimonials we're talking about. The one only Maya Angelou. I had a pleasure to meet her some years ago, and I must say there is no other woman, black woman, that I know of in the poet genre, in the poet diaspora that I respect the most. She was a very beautiful woman in her spirit, her poetress only exemplified who she was, though. So I really appreciate that you guys have remembered her. And, of course, hats off to the one and only brother, Tupac, that is such, you know, it's a lingering mental experience living through the years that Tupac was public. I'm not sure what the case is now. But I love y'all both.
Amen to that, man. And like I said, we just do what we do here. And this is really God's show. You know, he gave a vision to me for it. I shared it, you know, with my brother Cocaine. And he immediately, you know, committed to doing this show. And like I believe you said earlier, this is our 24th episode. And we're continuing to grow. You know, our listenership is increasing. And we really just want to be a platform for people to come and, you know, not only share their testimonies, but to share the information of different programs that they themselves may have, because there's a lot of programs that are out there that are designed to help us, but those organizations may not have, you know, that big budget to spread the word and let it be known what it is that they're doing. So we want to use, you know, these lines of communication right here to let the people know, you know, who's out there and who's doing what and what's available to them. And with speaking on that, I don't know, here in throughout California, they got a program that's a Lifeline. And I had the pleasure of meeting with one of their managers, and they're agreeing to, you know, allow us to use this hip-hop you know, format that we have doing these concerts. But, you know, for them to do their thing, but to come out and sign up those that qualify for free phones. Communication is very important. And, you know, even if it's a kid that you want to have a cell phone to have in their backpack at school in case of an emergency, you know, I believe if you're on food stamps or Medi-Cal or Social Security, you qualify, and they'll give you a free phone with 1,000 minutes per month and 200 texts. You know, that's a program that a lot of people don't know about. And I want to lifeline.
You don't know much about it.
Yeah.
In California, I tell you about it. Yeah, well, look, keep reading with those songs from Cocaine. Cocaine has a very powerful message in his music. I mean, you know, I'm 56 now, but I'm telling you, I'm totally inspired by all that that you know, that you guys are actually doing. And please, man, you know, keep me seriously posted. I'm just inspired knowing that there are some young souls out there, you know, that have picked up the baton. I have never just came into those, so I'm thrown off, but I understand what was going on.
Hey, man.
Well, I appreciate you, huh? Glory to God.
Hey, listen, love you guys, too. I mean, to be still alive after all that one has been through and knowing that there are some souls out there, man, come on. Young girls, step up. You are doing it. Just keep on focused. Stay focused. Stay focused. You're all right. You're all right. Come to Arizona, too. I mean, there's some heroes here for you. That's where I'm at right now. First time I say that publicly, but yeah, I am here, and I'm in enjoying the fruits of my history. So, hey, let's share whatever I can do, anything I can answer for you guys, any questions, any thought-provoking issues, what you got going.
Well, that's what we are doing. We are committed to bringing, you know, this from the radio, you know, actually, you know, to the streets by throwing Mafia events and bringing out special speakers and having panels and, you know, providing information, you know, to our people to, you know, better themselves. And, you know, the thing about it is a lot of these youngsters, they want to be accepted. They want to be loved. And the lack of the right people loving them draws them to the wrong people loving them. So if we as the righteous ones ourselves to, you know, reaching out to one youngster, you know what I mean? And buying a little nigga ice cream or something, excuse my language, but you know what I mean? Like, just showing them that love, because if they don't get it from the right person, they will definitely get it from the wrong person, and it'll affect their lives and their children's lives and their grandchildren's lives. So we really got to pick up the ball right now. I see we got a few callers hitting that one button, wanting to come on, and this is our longtime supporter, Uncle KJ, you know what I'm saying? Ruthless bodyguard, keep all the rappers safe. What's going on with you, Uncle KJ? How you doing today?
Hey, nephews, just giving all the love and glory to Jesus. I got my son home from the Marines now. He came home this weekend. He came and spent the weekend with us. So we have another warrior of the Lord come be with us. So I just want to give all the praises to our Lord and Savior and pray that all our brothers and men of faith are strong and healthy and living the life that the Lord is living for us. And we got
Amen
a house now. We're living in a house. We got us a house. We're living in Riverside, California, in Paris. Hey!
I think that any other way would have came, because, you know, this goes back to our opening show when, you know, you came on and, you know, requested that prayer and, you know, told us the situation. And, you know, we came together, touched and agreed with you, and it's been some ups. You know, you call back with good reports, then you call back with, hey, this turned around and didn't fall through, but you kept your faith. And, you know, through it all, there's been a roof over your head. There's been not one night that you've been forced to live in the elements, and that's nothing short of the grace of God. And you're a big part of this show. You know, your testimony, you know, has moved people, because I've talked to people that, you know, have spoke on it. So keep coming in, keep coming back with them praise reports and letting these people know that God is really real and that he really answers prayers. And we appreciate you for all your support.
Got five bedrooms, so nephews are ready to come on by.
We are. I'm sure I might see you tonight in L.A. I know you try to make it out to all the West reunions. We'll be at the Dragonfly honoring Raz Kaz Nocturnal and Toddy T tonight. So we'll be getting it in for the West. And, you know, wherever I go, the Holy Spirit roll with me. So Jesus is going to be in the building tonight. And when they give me that
right,
mic, when
you gotta be safe. I'm driving. I'm on my way in the LA now.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we appreciate you. Want to go to some more of these callers. Send our love to Auntie. You guys, like I said, are
hey,
long.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on with it, Auntie? How you doing today?
Hey, I'm just chilling and tired, but hey, praising God every day.
Amen.
Amen to that. Well, you know, we appreciate you. We're going to keep it moving down these call lines. I got another special guest chiming in. This is going to be a special moment. Let me get my tissue. 310-912, you're on the line with Men of Faith in Action. What it do?
Hey, how's it going on, everybody? This is Andre. How's everybody doing today?
Bless. We're good with Pops on the line today. You know what I mean? I know you want to holler at you.
Yes, sir. How's my soul life? How are you, beautiful?
I'm doing great, Dad. How you feeling?
I am excellent, my boy. Always good to hear your voice anytime.
Yes, sir. It's wonderful for me, too. Like you say, it's been over a decade since, you know, you've done an appearance on the radio or television show or something of that sort. So it is wonderful to hear your voice on the air.
Okay, well, I tell you one thing, what does my heart well is hearing you, my son.
Thank you.
I ain't even, hey, I got a Chuck E. Cheese smile on my face right now. Hey, that is a beautiful thing right there. Like Pops and Son, that's what it's about. Praising God, Jack, man, I'm trying to tell
praise
you.
Praise God.
Yes, sir.
God
yes, sir.
Is beautiful, no man. God is good.
Yes,
God
he
good
is. He will bring
man.
You together on any road. You know, God, he does his things in a way where you can't take it back. It's not redeemable.
Exactly. It's not refundable.
Love transcends all things.
And I think real quick that fatherhood such an important role. And, you know, sometimes being a father goes further than your seed. You know what I mean? And
yeah, goes further than your presence, actually. Goes further than your presence. It's in the spirit.
And, you know, I had my pops. My pops, you know, was there. But to have another father we call uncle, you know, that took time to care. Because the things that you did, how you came to our, Andre was in the 7th, I was in the 8th, but, you know, you came and blessed our class with the cross colors. You feel me? Like, that was something that my probably, you know, parents wouldn't go out and buy for me that everybody wanted. And here comes, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Fred to the school ready to bless us all with some fresh fits. And, you know, like I said, you talked to us. You weren't that absent father that was just in the home. You ran the home. You controlled the spirit of the home. You know what I mean? And that's why my parents entrusted me to come spend the night and come to Long Beach and, you know, all the different places, you know, that I was able to, you know, come be in your home. And, you know, you kept it 100, man, and it goes a long way. And one thing that, you know, was definitely special was how you and my mother came together and, you know, you were into what you were doing, and that was a blessing. And I don't even, you know, really remember the role that, you know, she was playing. I know it had to do with her writing. I think she was teaching the kids to write. But that was a guy.
Well, let me help you with that. Yeah, I'm going to help you with that. Thank you, though, for those thoughts. If it was not for your mom or your dad, those doors cannot be opened. Your mother was a very special spirit. Her role with the organization, we were at our growing peak. I needed someone that I loved, number one, and I trusted to handle the public relations because I was the next gangbanger, just ended up
having a lot of resources available, and I needed someone to communicate with the Hollywood crowd. We had everybody from Bill Cosby to Debbie Allen to you know who. I mean, I can name all the names. You want to go through it, the show? It's a Different World. I helped to kick that off. All those folks. She was my link, but it was more than that. She was a soulmate in the vision, and I appreciate it so much how she never stopped her own vision. Herself turned out to be such a powerful, acclaimed writer. I have not seen a person who go through the physical struggle she went through, but her spirit was more powerful even than that. You had a very blessed mom. She was so special, and your father was too. So it's my pleasure. You guys sit right in and help carry on what I wanted for my children to see. So, Scott, yeah, you was over. I loved it. You was our boy. You our boy. But your mom, especially your mom and your dad, they were quite wonderful people to me. We all are who we are, and I could love her for who she was, and that's I always remember that.
Yes, I remember, you know, she used to ride down the Grape Street with y'all, and I'm like, you know, my mom was, you know, she wasn't no square. She grew up in L.A. She played that innocent role like she didn't know what's up, but mom was from the, you know what I'm saying, she grew up in the jungle. She know what to do. But,
your mom could go, man, she was in the projects. We would be in the projects. In the projects. It's going down. She done seen everything. But she was right there. They loved her. The girls especially loved her because of her feminism. She was so feminine. It was so awesome. And how she spoke, and she called on them, be educated. Stay upright. Keep your head up, young lady. You're a woman. You got to respect yourself. Boy, she put off like fire.
And like, the sure that is like, it's a lot of confirmation, you know, for, you know, what I'm doing now, because, like, I saw it from a distance, but I really didn't know, you know, what role she was playing. So, you know, for you to say that.
Oh, yeah. She was the most valuable piece in those years. Very powerful 2.5 years. That she actually helped lead us and guide us to the more public things. You know, I ended up doing talk shows with Tony Danza. We even took over the talk show with Rick Dees. I mean, so many things we did with Cosby, Streisand. I mean, you name it, but I trusted her, you know, because I was a little rough around the edges. Your mom had to help me, you know, smooth my edges off because I was no nonsense. I'm like cocaine is now, but he's more, you know, you and him are a more refined version because I come from the gang thing. I'm like nobody, you know, y'all give a crap about us. She was able to help me to be able to sit in those rooms and talk to these people and without screaming and yelling at them. I love it.
Amen. And like I said, that gives some insight into, you know, why, you know, I do what I do. And, you know, like you said, I didn't know, you know, everything as far from the business and what she was doing. I just knew it was great, you know what I'm saying, to see my mom, you know, working with you because I knew what you did. And it was like to see my mom go out, you know what I mean, in the hood with y'all and push up, you know, past the towers and all that. And I had visited, you know, some of the classrooms a couple of times, but like I said, I was a child, so I didn't really understand. But now that you break it down, how you broke it down, it shows that spirit is still in me because we're carrying it on. And Andre is carrying on, you know, what it is that he's seen in you. And, you know, for him and I to be, you know, friends since the fifth grade, you know, up until now and, so many, many years of separation, but always contact. And that's a God move, right? Be up here, you know, in the HD and getting involved with, you know, what I'm doing. And, you know, it's just, it's a great thing. And he knows, I tell him every day, man, that I appreciate him and that, you know, he's definitely a blessing and that, you know, to think that God loves one person so much that he'll put who you need, you know, in your life 20 years before you really need him. And blessing, and with my brother Cocaine, you know, we hooked over 15 years ago, you know, in music. And like I said, even though separated, still communicating. And now God had planted seed in our friendship 15 years ago for what we're doing right now together. And he knows without a doubt I got all the love and respect in the world. And, you know, not as a fan, but as a friend. I'm a fan, but more than that, he's been a friend to me. So I'm a friend right back. And
I mean, you too. I mean, you. I am a fan. I am very well seasoned into you know, this right now generation, because it is only an extension and a culmination of where I came from. Can't help but love you guys. I mean, come on, there's got to be more. There's more out there. Y'all keep reaching out. They're going to come. And Cocaine was right. People are hoodwinked into this Hollywood scene. I did that. And I did it on my terms. That's probably why I come. I'm not rich now, but that's okay. Money is not everything. But I mean, he's right. They are hoodwinked. You know, they go off on the cars and you know, the coochie woochie, whatever they got going now, and they won't stand on the foundation that God has showed us through Christ, which is truth, accommodation, and always saving time for grace. That's my own paraphrase. But, yeah, he's absolutely right. I mean, we can't take nothing with us. And guess what? At some point, even before we go, we're going to have to give it up anyway.
Amen.
It's not designed for us to keep. See, because they're not things of God. But, yeah, you know, power to the people of all the ears who are hearing, because knowing Christ, knowing the God Almighty who created the heavens, the earth, and you know, all that is the creator of all these things. Knowing him, that's what gets us through the hard times, everyday work and hitting and busting, trying to raise our seeds. What a blessing that we have, man. What a blessing.
Yeah, blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are the peacemakers.
I mean, yeah, because, I mean, I can go on and on about all these different things, you know. We can talk about what the things I've done. That sounds so vain. It ain't even about that. It's where God led me. I know one thing, I'm very grateful. I know there's only, let me see. I'll say it like this. My niggas, we're the last ones left. And we stand because we're not going to compromise. I'm not going to give it all. You know, they've offered me everything. They've offered me the island. I've got the crown. They offered me the chair. They offered me the political office. That's not going to work. Too many compromises on those who need us to serve. I just can't do that part.
Amen. Can't take that ride, huh?
I can't take that ride because, you know.
Can't take that ride.
Now, I'm on the way of expressing things, so I hope folks understand it. We are on the wrong side of the Cadillac. All of them are just pimps. They're just pimps, okay? We're on the wrong side of the Cadillac. We got to be, you understand, be driving that Cadillac. I don't want nobody to tell me whenever they get ready, tell the chauffeur to stop and kick me out and tell me to go make him a few more bucks. I'm just not made that way. We're on the wrong side of the Cadillac with these pimps. I call them all pimps. We got people out here working for $10 an hour, and then they want you to pay all the high price from bills. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. We also got to pay this, too, but everything that we cost. So they're all pimps, okay, from the music industry on down to those who's working in call centers or what have you. We're on the wrong side of the Cadillac. We got to all learn, you understand me, that, you know, that we're not going to run with these pimps. We're on the wrong side of Cadillac. We got to drive a Cadillac. Not be in the back seat and be kicked out the back door and go make them a few more bucks. Think about that. All pimps. We're on the wrong side of Cadillac. And I'm speaking from a different place. I got information I can't see on the radio, but it's all good. We're on the wrong side of Cadillac. So y'all stay on the right point. Don't be pimps. What you do is don't even get into the idea of pimping, because that's people's way of actually giving us a negative connotation about our spirit and who we are. It ain't even about pimping. It's about taking care of your loved ones. And you can't do that. You cannot do that if you don't take care of yourself. Now, that means saying no when you got to say no. When you know what, I need that money, and I know my babies need fed, but if I do this, Years from now, me and my babies both going to pay the price. Stay away from them pimps. We're on the wrong side of Cadillac.
Yeah, it's like a lot of times you think about it, like a majority of the hustlers out there in the streets, you know, certain things are shelled out for, so they push us, like, they move us around like cattle. But this is a message for everybody. Half the homies I know, they've been hustling and got to turn around and spend it all on court cases and still got to do time.
Of course. And the hustle don't stop. I mean, that's what a hustle is about. You have to understand the word hustle. The word hustle has no period. Hustle now, hustle tomorrow, hustle 10 years from now, and still not where you want to be because you're paying another pimp some money. Okay, we don't need to be no hustlers, okay? You know, it don't make sense no way. The states are taking over the weed anyway, so they can stop that hustle. They already took over everything else. Same thing with tobacco that they did. Now you can buy them in the store. And with alcohol back in the days of Elliot Ness and Al Capone, well, they locked up a lot of people out. Some of these got broken up, died and killed, murdered and all that. And then all of a sudden, they legalized alcohol. You can buy it on any 7-Eleven on the corner. So let's be careful now. Let's be careful.
Let me ask you a question. This is something I feel God put in my spirit. I'm going to ask you a question. What can you tell the youngsters that don't have a father or mother in the household and at the same time are really at a disposition to where, you know, it's hard for them to draw in and be on the corner with a Jesus sign seeing a save when all they living in this type of particular suppression? What can you tell them to really spark them to inspire? Because 9 times out of 10, they saying, you're telling me to pull my pants up, but that's not feeding my the love that you say you're giving me at this point, not feeding at this light bill that I got to pay for, and then I got to pay grandma because she on disability. So what I'm going to do? Give something from, you know, that's the question really. What can you tell our youngsters that's listening to you?
That is the most appropriate, most timely question that in my own spirit I'm going to ask. Here's what I would tell them. Here's what I tell my own. Here's what I tell those who, because there's people that come to me in Arizona. I have a kind of a secret little click going here. I tell them, don't fret none. Number one, it's not your fault. You did not create it. It may not even be the total fault of your father or even your mother. Yes, they may have had some problems, but love transcends all things. What I will say to them is, you cannot spend your time worrying about what you do not have, what I don't have.
Oh,
have to put a plan together to incrementally and for surely create it over a period of time. Don't get rich real quick slinging all that crap. It's all a tool of Satan anyway. Come on, talk to me, because I've been there. I've seen the panel. I've seen the house proof, the money in the walls. I'm saying to you, that's a farce. That is strictly a distraction from God and where he wants you to go. So, number one, love transcends all things. Find space for grace. If your daddy hasn't been there, you know what you do? You look at him and say, I know you haven't been there, but I feel loving. You still my daddy. Can we move on now? That's number one. Number two, don't hold no grudges, because God is not with that part. Satan loves that, because he is, like I say, the king of snapshots. He's going to keep reminding you, oh, your daddy was real, and all was me, and the world is pumping, and I don't know what I'm going to do. I ain't got no degree. I can't get no answer. Well, you have to go get what you need. Take it a step at a time, and give it time. And love your loved ones, because that's one thing Satan wants. He wants us to be isolated. He wants to isolate you from your father from now on. Nobody in their right mind should be isolated from their father or their mother. Now, there could be some issues. Maybe you're okay. And then I can say to them, okay, maybe you know your mom has issues. Maybe you know your father got issues. But love transcends all things. You deal with all them other people doing, don't you? You deal with homeboy, a people full of, you know what? He ain't trying to help you no way. You still let him through the door. Let your mom and him back. Open up your heart.
Focus on what you need. If you don't know how to get it, then doggone it, ask somebody. You know what? I need my high school diploma. Or I want to start a business. Where do I go? Open up and ask somebody. Stop always saying, I don't have it. This is what happened to me. It's all behind. The Lord tells us, don't look for us in what's behind us. Move forward. Don't reach on all the things that are old. Let's keep moving forward. So I would say to them, number one, first of all, you have to make sure that what you are doing in your everyday life is moving toward that goal, even if it's a little bit at a time. But don't sell it out. You know, stand strong, love your loved ones, and find yourself a roadmap to where you want to go. You have to ask people, though. You can't just think that they know already. Let the anger go. No one's listening when you're yelling anyway, okay? And then don't let nothing stop you. You're going to be hungry. The bill's going to be low. You might not have enough lights. You probably need to put some more food on the table, but I know good and doggone well if I just hang on in here, if I get through this, and if I move my points, dot my I's and cross my T's, I'm going to get there. And I'm paraphrasing that. There's another level of teaching to that, which there's no time on this, you know, show to do. But they should not despair. Don't believe in what Satan wants you to do. Satan wants you to constantly remember the things that didn't add up. Because that's what a fool does. That's what a fool does. Satan's the biggest fool of all time. I mean, he's on the left hand of God in heaven, which we have not seen. A lot of people talk about heaven like they've seen it. We haven't seen the heaven, but I could imagine where God had him. If he was on the left hand and Christ was on the right hand, and then Satan himself thought himself was God, and he got booted out. Now, you get kicked out by God when you have a left hand. He's the biggest fool of all time. Why are you following him? Why are you following the fool? So don't, and a fool wants you to, number one, cry baby, I don't want to say that, cry baby, break your mama's titty. That's all they want you to do is cry. Just cry. Keep remembering that you had it hard. Keep remembering that things ain't good. Keep remembering that my daddy wasn't there. Well, come on now, give me a break. I wouldn't raise none of my children like that at all. So the first thing I tell them, don't believe that you're not worthy of achieving anything you want. Don't believe that.
That's good.
Don't buy the lie.
Well, that's good right there.
Don't buy it.
Oh, glory to God.
Don't believe that. That is not the truth. In order for what Satan rejoiced on, for all the ears that are listening, all the ears were open, Satan wants you to continue to cry. He wants you to continue to whine. He don't want you to think about, wait a minute, what if I started this and if I just kept going and what would happen? He don't want you to have the vision. He wants you to cry all day. That way, you're distracted from God Almighty. See, God can't come when there's a bunch of confusion and madness and crap stuff. So make room for Daddy and the Daddy of Almighty Great God. Make room for Daddy. Get sitting out your mind. Stop crying. Keep pushing. If you need help, find it. People, if you open up your mouth, we love young people. We love you. We're all young ones. We know what it's like to struggle. And, in fact, you guys are dealing with so much more now. Oh, my God, I'm glad I'm 56 years old, okay? But I know what y'all dealing with. Don't believe it. Don't believe that you can't do whatever you want to do. It's happening every single day. There's a class struggle here in this country, as you know. There's a racial issue. They will say it's not, but there is. You know, there's people with some damn good sense that know it is. But I can't spend my time too much on a race issue. Because I got a lot of friends, and, you know, we've heard that, you know, before, right? I got many friends, even now. A lot of people call me, very private people, you know, can't say who they are, but people call me, they're white, they're Mexican, they're Jewish, and you know what? It ain't even all about your color. You got to remember that God created us all. So, number one, don't buy the lie.
Yeah.
Stop crying. There's an issue like toilet tissue. No more issues. Come on now.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the last 4 minutes of a great, great show.
If you tuned in late and you want to catch this whole show, you can go to justifiedmusic.net, go to the Men of Faith in Action page, and click the replay link, and you will be blessed all over again.
Brother Justin,
bring it to a close. We're waving the white flag, but I definitely want to salute Mr. Fred for coming on and sharing this wealth of information and wisdom. And
Brother Justified, it'll be a pleasure, man, if we can have Pump say a prayer for our brothers and sisters that's hurting out there and bring them on in. That would be beautiful if you can do that as we close the show.
We're going to close out.
I would be more than happy to do that.
We're going to close it out with
that.
OG, Uncle Fred.
I can start now.
We're going to start now. As soon as the poem finishes, we're going to pick you out with "I'm a Cloud, I'm a Rainbow in Somebody's Cloud" by Maya Angelou, coming up right after this prayer from Mr. Fred. We thank y'all all for tuning in. Have a blessed weekend, but we're going to take you out with some good prayer.
Amen, amen, amen. Well, as we humble ourselves and come, Holy Spirit, we need thee. Come, great Holy Spirit, we need thee. Almighty great God, which art in heaven, who created the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all in them there is. Almighty great God, who is the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is our comforter, our lawyer, our doctor, our DS worker, whatever worker there is, we give honor and glory and praise you. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this day, this time, and these moments in this hour that you place us all together in. For those of us who didn't have a chance to speak but that heard, let it be good and good edification for our soul. We thank you so much, Lord, that we're no longer eating on the empty husk of despair, the fickle bubble of pleasure. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for this radio show, who you're using through these lines with these two young men. I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, for my life and the life of all the young men I've spoken to. Thank you for letting me hear my son. Thank you so much for all those who are out there who struggle, who know that life is not just a place. Life is a journey in time. Almighty great God, which art in heaven, thank you for our food and our housing and all the blessings. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. We thank everybody who tuned in to Men of Faith in Action Radio with your boy Justified and Cocaine. In honor of the late, great Maya Angelou, we're going to take you out with this. "I'm a Rainbow in Somebody's Cloud." God bless you. Join us back here again next week, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, only on Mafia Radio. Salute.
When you see them on the freeway hitching rides with their dogs and their guitars by their sides, you need to ask, what's all the lying and the dying and the beating and the cheating all about? Take time out. When you see him with a band around his head and an army surplus bunk that makes his bed, you need to ask, what's all the bleeding and the kneading, the lying and the spying all about? Take time out. Take a minute, feel some sorrow for the folks who thought tomorrow was a place that they could call up on the phone. Take a month and show some kindness for the folks who thought that blindness was an illness that affected eyes alone. When you see her walking barefoot in the rain, and you know she's tripping on a one-way train, you need to ask, what's all the selling and the yelling, the beating and the cheating all about? Take time out. Oh, you can sell your soul for money, then run off to the country for your cookouts and your parties on the lawns. While our children seek sedation in Eastern meditation or visions that go shooting up their arms. When you know that youth is dying on the run, and my daughter trades dope stories with your son, we better ask, what's all the bleeding and the kneading, the killing, and the thrilling all about? We better take time out and accept the fact that I am a rainbow in somebody's cloud, and I thank you.